You know, every week when I sit down and get ready to do a show for the 20 years I've been doing this on KFBK, I always have to sit and think during the week about, you know, what do I want to talk about? What's important this week? What are the most current things? This week, I have no problems at all coming up with what I want to talk about. In fact, my problem today is going to be limiting it. If you receive any kind of government benefits, whether it's Social Security, Medicare, VA benefits, Medi-Cal, if you deal with any kind of government benefits, you probably ought to pay attention to the radio show today. Because, or if you might in the future, because it's not a secret anymore. If you're a senior, the government is coming after your benefits. And if you're a vet, new regulations are going to decimate veterans. Good morning. I'm glad to have you with us. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. The live show, actually it's recorded, but I'm recording it live. I'm alive while I'm recording it, so I guess that counts. The live local show that's all about the issues of aging. 20 years here on KFBK, starting our 20th year. Who takes care of me? How do I make sense out of all this? Who takes care of mom? Who takes care of mom and dad? Who does all the things that we have to do when we're trying to take care of someone who is frail, needs help, who can't take care of themselves anymore, who has lost independence? How do we determine how to do that? How are we going to pay for it? Who's going to take care of them? All the things that deal with the issues of aging. We're going to talk about those today and a lot more. And my show is going to be about today that if you're a senior, you have a target painted on your back. Don't doubt it for a minute. And I'll explain more of that in a minute. A couple things I have to get out of the way. I have to say this every week, folks, because someone will get mad if I don't. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, financial, or other advice. I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license. I'm not securities licensed. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only. Quite often, it's the right opinion. In fact, I had an attorney call me today, one of his clients, who I dealt with years ago. And as a result of what I did, we saved this family over $600,000. I have saved people millions and millions and millions of dollars over the years. And the attorney called to tell me that his client was grateful. So it's what we talk about here is what happens to us when we get older, who's going to take care of us, and how are we going to pay for it. So remember all that stuff. The precipitator for this show was someone came into my office. And we were talking about how much does mom earn or dad earn or how much do they get in Social Security. And I get Social Security. I don't pay any attention to it. I'm still working. You know, every other Wednesday a check goes into my bank account. And I don't really pay much attention to it. Okay, I know I'm still paying taxes on it even though I paid taxes into the system for 50 years. In fact, longer than 50 years because I've been working since I was 14 years old. And so 14 from 65 is what, 51 years? I get taxed on Social Security, but I'm self-employed. I work for myself. I've already paid, never mind. Let's not go there. But here's where I want to go. I want to talk about every year, everybody gets Social Security, a letter in December that says, here's what you got for last year. Well, this person just got their 1099 from Social Security. And let me read something to you. I'm gonna read this to you, and then you tell me if you care. This person last year received $9,306 in benefits. So I'm going to take my little calculator, and I'm going to type in 9,306. Now, this person is in their early 70s. It's not me. They got $9,306 from Social Security. They received, now listen to this, they paid for Part B and Part D, health care. Remember, health care is free. Remember, you paid into this in Medicare when you're 65. You get it and it's free. Now, they paid, remember, follow me along. Follow the bouncing dollar bill. They got $9,306 in gross Social Security benefits. Okay? You're with me so far. They're going to pay tax on $9,306 because their spouse is still working. That's the taxable amount. But what they got is $5,864. They didn't get $9,306 because $2,250 went to Part B premiums and $1,191 went to Part D, and that doesn't count what they paid for a Medicare, their Medicare supplemental coverage. So they got, now imagine if this person was having to live on this benefit, folks. They got $9,306 gross, but they only got $5,864. Stop and think about that for a minute. $3,500 went away to pay for health care. Now, if you went back 10 years even, do you think, so a third, more than a third of their check was to Medicare. Let that sink in for a minute. You know, the title of today's show is If You're a Senior, the Government is Coming After Your Benefits. Why? Because seniors have all the money. Seniors have the real estate. Seniors have the IRAs. Seniors have the 401ks. Seniors have the money. So again, this whole show is predicated on this client sharing with me their 1099 from 2017. They grossed $9,306 in Social Security. They got paid $5,864. They had deducted more than a third of their check was deducted for Medicare, something that they paid a Medicare tax on for how many years? All the years they worked, they had that deducted from their paycheck. Now, we're going to talk about VA benefits in a little bit and Medi-Cal benefits in a little bit, but I wanted to start out with that. I just wanted to start out with that. I also want to let you know in advance that there's a couple ways you can get a hold of me. One is you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com, or you can call me. My phone number is 800-999-8007. Later on, if you're a vet, you're probably going to want to call me and make sure, or the surviving spouse of a vet, to make sure you get into my workshop on the 20th of this month. It's Saturday the 20th. It's going to be primarily geared toward vets. We'll be talking about other stuff. It's free, and I'm going to have a special guest who's a VA-accredited elder law attorney who's going to be talking about how vets are about to get hammered. I'm going to read you some stuff from the new veterans regulations in a little bit. But we started with Social Security. How many of you ever, what was your increase in Social Security this year? What was it? 2%? I don't know what it was. I got news for you. You didn't get an increase because your Part B premiums went up and your Part D premiums went up, so you didn't get any more money in your check. And for some of you, a portion, if not all, of your Social Security benefits are taxable. Let that sink in. I want to talk a little bit about VA. I want to talk about Medi-Cal too. But let's talk about VA a little bit. I'm torn because I have so much in front of me. Let's talk about Medi-Cal for a little bit. And here's why I'm going to talk about Medi-Cal. I'm going to talk about Medi-Cal because the new VA regulations are tied to Medicaid. Medicaid and Medi-Cal are the same basic thing. They're kind of the same thing. So I want to read you the new Medi-Cal rules, okay? And I want to read you just some of these rules, okay? So bear with me. I have how many pages here. I have over 45, 50 pages of new Medi-Cal regulations, okay? So I want to read you a couple things. Here we go. There will now be a five-year look back on transfer of assets. These rules have been passed. They have not been implemented yet in California, but they've been passed. These are laws waiting for regulations. And these are the proposed regulations. So this is based on federal law, the 2005 Deficit Reduction Act of 2005. And these are the proposed regulations in California. They have already been promulgated. They have not been put into force. So you will now be penalized for any transfer of assets for 5 years. Now listen to the definition. And remember, we're going to talk about VA stuff in a minute. And remember, all the new VA rules, they're coming after you, seniors. All the new VA rules are tied to Medicaid. So transfer of assets means, now listen to this definition. I want you to listen to this. And then you tell me if I'm exaggerating or if I'm telling you the truth. I'm reading from the regulations. Transfer of assets means any event, act, or transaction by persons or entities conveying all or part of an asset or assets to other persons or entities. Stop. Did you listen to that? Transfer of assets means any event, act, or transaction by persons or entities conveying all or part of an asset to other persons or entities. That means any gift. Any gift. Any asset. And by the way, under the new rules, income will be considered an asset. There will now be a five-year look back coming up whenever the state decides to do it, because the rules have already been, they're already there. The 90-day comment period is passed. I want to read you another, I'm going over the chain. They're at this, seniors, who goes in nursing homes? Who needs in-home care? I want to read you another regulation. And this is a new regulation. It's called conversion of assets. Conversion from one form to another form of assets, including conversions that occur as a result of a transfer of assets. Conversion of assets creates a disqualified. Now, what's a conversion of assets? It's not defined. A conversion of assets could be from checking to savings, from savings to a CD, from one brokerage account to a different brokerage account. It says from one form of assets to another. Now, that's not defined in the regulation. So in theory, if you took your savings and put it in a CD, that would become a disqualifying transfer. If you were trying to get Medi-Cal to help pay for a nursing home when these regulations go into effect. And this all started because it dawned on me that everything now all of these programs are stacked against seniors. And when I get to the VA benefits in a little while, the reason I'm spending time on this is all the new veterans benefits are going to be tied to the Medicaid regulations, which is the same as, okay. And this is on verification. There's a bunch of, I'm looking for one other thing. I'm looking at 50 pages here, folks, so bear with me for a minute. Oh, here it is. I got it marked. It shall be presumed. These are reading from the Medi-Cal regulations. It shall be presumed that assets transferred by the institutionalized individual, let's say that's the husband, he's in a nursing home, or his or her spouse, on or after the look-back date when transferred for the purposes of establishing eligibility or reducing the share of cost. So any transfer of any kind, including gifts. So if you gift money to your church, if you gift money to your granddaughter to go to college, if you gift money anyway, it is presumed that that gift was made to get on Medi-Cal and it could disqualify you for Medi-Cal to pay for a nursing home for up to 5 years. I'm not making this up, folks. I'm reading this to you from the proposed regulations as promulgated in what, 2008 or 2009, something like that? I can't remember when these were first promulgated. Okay, I want to read you one more thing. When services are, there's 50 pages of these. I'm just reading you some highlights that I think are interesting. When services are provided by a relative, including personal care services, there is a rebuttable presumption that the services were intended to be provided without compensation. This presumption may be overcome by tangible evidence clearly establishing the existence of a prior agreement or understanding at the time services were provided. Now, what does that mean? This one is staggering, and it's why I talk about personal care or personal services contracts all the time. Mom moves in with the daughter. Mom gives the daughter her social security check every month of $1,000 in exchange for room and board. But they don't have a formal agreement. They've just been doing that. So every year, mom transfers $12,000 to her daughter because she's living with her daughter and her daughter takes care of me. Under the new regulations, that will be presumed that the mom really, I can't even say this. It will be presumed under the regulations that the daughter really intended to work for free, and therefore the $12,000 will be considered a transfer of assets and could make mom ineligible for Medi-Cal in a nursing home or for IHSS or for any other Medi-Cal program for up to 5 years. You think I'm making this stuff up? I'm not. Mom has a caregiver, and she pays the caregiver $500 a week for coming in and help take care. They don't have a formal agreement. It's a granddaughter. It's a good friend. They don't have a formal agreement, but mom every week pays that caregiver $500 for help taking care of her. No big deal, right? Mom is happy to do it. It's a great thing. Way to go, mom. Mom's paying out $2,000 a month. She's paying out $24,000 a year to have somebody take care of her. Because there's no written agreement in place, when mom goes into a nursing home, it will be presumed that that person intended to work for free, and therefore the $24,000 that mom gave her caregiver every year will be considered a disqualifying transfer and could make mom ineligible for Medi-Cal in a nursing home for up to 5 years. I'm not making this up. I've been saying this stuff for 20 years, folks. What all brought it to a head was when I realized that this person this week who gets $9,306 gross a year from Social Security only has sent checks for $5,800. A third of this person's check goes to Medicare. Just let all this sink in for a minute. In the second half of the hour, I'm going to talk about the new VA stuff. That will blow your mind. That will blow your mind. If you're a vet, if you're concerned about this stuff, if you're a senior and you're concerned about this stuff, then on the 20th of this month at the Crown Plaza here in Sacramento, I will be doing a free workshop. That workshop will be primarily gauged to VA benefits. We will tangentially talk about Medi-Cal and other government benefits, but we're primarily going to talk, and I have a special guest speaker who you're going to love. You're going to love. You think I have a big booming voice. I'm not in the same league. You're going to love this. And so if you're serious about it, if all you want to do is come kick the tires and go to one more seminar, folks, don't bother. If you're serious about protecting what you worked a lifetime for, then bother. It's going to be on the 20th at 10 in the morning. It's free. You have to have tickets to get in. There will be no walk-ins allowed. You can get tickets by calling me at 800-999-8007, and I will mail you tickets. I'd suggest you call early. But again, if all you're doing is just coming to a workshop to get more information, please don't bother. If you're serious and you're actually ready to begin to start dealing with what's coming, what's already here, which is seniors are got a target painted on their backs by the government, then call me. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com, and you can scroll down and you can sign up for my workshop there. Again, there won't be any walk-ins allowed. You will have to have a ticket to get in because this is going to be full. It's going to be full. I don't know what to tell you. It's going to be full. 800-999-8007. Or, if you can't get to the workshop, then call me and set an appointment to come in and make sure that when you need these benefits to take care of you, you're not another victim. You're not another victim. And remember, there's no single product, there's no single thing, there's no single plan, there's no single whatever. What you have running, it's like trying to outrun a train. You need a really big lead. The train of aging, the train of getting older, the train the reality of the government targeting seniors, that train is on the tracks and running. If you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, it may be already too late. You have to stay ahead of that train, and the only way you're going to stay ahead of that train is not just with information, it's with action. So if you want to stay ahead of the train, get to the workshop or get in to see me. If you want to set up an appointment, the appointments are, consultation is free. 800-999-8007. Even if you're in Sacramento, you call that number, 800-999-8007. Leave me a message, I'll get back to you. The stuff I'm reading and the stuff I'm going to read is real. You need to decide if it's important to you or not important to you. 800-999-8007. In the next half hour, all right, we're going to take a break in a little bit. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk to you about new veterans benefits. You know, every day in America, 1,500 World War II vets die. Every day. So the government's just hoping that all the World War II vets just die. But there are about 7 million Vietnam vets, people who served during the Vietnam War, not were in Vietnam, but served during the Vietnam War, who are going to miss out on benefits to which they're entitled. And pity the poor Desert Storm people, the rules have actually already been changed for them. It's going to be almost impossible for them to get VA benefits because of the rule changes. So in the second half hour, we're going to talk about what the government is doing with veterans benefits and new VA rules. You're not going to like it. Take time during the break. Sign up for the workshop on the 20th. Again, primarily aimed at vets, but we'll be talking about seniors in general. Otherwise, I'll be back in just a few minutes after the news and some other stuff. Join me in the second half hour as we continue Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, and we'll be focusing on new veterans regulation that are going to severely impact vets and not in a good way. We'll be back in just a second. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who's going to take care of me? How do I make sense out of all of this? What's going to happen? How am I going to pay for this? Where's the money going to come from? What about government benefits? All the things that impact our lives as we get older. It's a really big deal. And we're going to talk about it. We are talking about it. And we're going to talk about it in more detail in a minute. Again, welcome back. We've been talking about the fact that seniors, the government's coming after your benefits. Pardon me. If you don't believe it, you're just not paying attention. You heard what I did. I talked about Social Security in the first half hour. You can go back. By the way, you can listen to this show later on if you didn't get it all. You can listen to it on my website, assetsandaging.com. In fact, you can listen to my archive podcasts and radio shows there. You can sign up for my free newsletter. But I want to talk about VA benefits, and I want to talk about it in a way you haven't heard. There's basically two kinds of veterans benefits. I'm not a VA-accredited agent. I'm just talking about general stuff. One is service-connected, the other one is not service-connected. Service-connected means you're receiving a benefit because, don't confuse this with pensions. Pensions are because you did your 20 years, you get a pension. We're talking about other VA benefits. There's basically two, service-connected and non-service-connected disability benefits. Service-connected means you got hurt in the military. You fell and you broke your back and you've been injured and you get a disability. Agent Orange is a service-connected disability. If you have ALS and you were ever in the military, you qualify for service-connected disability. There are lots, there's service-connected disabilities for above-ground radiation, things that damaged as a direct result of their service in the military. They were damaged. Service-connected disabilities. Those are going to be changing. It's going to be harder to get. Okay? A lot of guys coming back from the desert actions don't know that they may have already signed away their right to service-connected disability. But that's another story for another day. The other one is non-service-connected, the most popular of which is something called aid and attendance. Everybody and his uncle is now an expert on aid and attendance. There are phony nonprofits that have been set up to do aid and attendance. There's everybody's out there doing aid and attendance. People are telling you you have to buy whatever. You got to do this. You got to do this. But I want to talk to you not about what's going on now, but what's coming. The train wreck that's coming from the VA. In January of 2015, aid in attendance is basically a benefit that helps vets or the surviving spouse of vets pay for assisted living or home care. And the benefit can be fairly substantial. It can be up to, you know, $25,000 a year for a husband and wife if the vet is disabled, needs home care or assisted living, and it's tax-free. It's a substantial benefit, and it's also available in lesser amount to the surviving spouse of a veteran. But in January, remember, in 2006, all these new regulations hit regarding Medi-Cal and nursing homes. They're all coming. Social Security, your Medicare premiums are going up all the time. Seniors. Social Security has gone up probably, looking at inflation, a net 5%, 6%, 7% in the last 5 years. Easily. Nobody's getting any more money on Social Security. Okay? So if they tie it to inflation, and inflation is almost zero, you get no increase, but they can raise in Social Security, they can raise your Medicare premium, so you get less Social Security. Why? Because seniors have a target on their back. We talked about Medi-Cal. Now, in January of 2015, you can look all these regulations up, by the way, in the Federal Register. I'm just going to read you an overview of some of them, because it's like, I don't remember how many pages long. I don't have the printed copies here. They're in my office. But they're long. And the new regulations that impact aid in attendance are tied, and you'll see this over and over and over again, are tied to the Medicaid rules, which I read you a little bit ago, which have become and are becoming even more draconian. The goal here, folks, I don't care what anybody says, the goal here is for the government to have a benefit that you can't get, because then they can say they have a benefit. Imagine if there was a benefit called food stamps. We don't call it that anymore. We call it CalFresh. But imagine if you could go down and get food stamps. There's this program you heard about. It's called food stamps. And you go, I don't have any food. That's a really good thing. And you went down to get your food stamps, and they said, well, do you have any groceries in your refrigerator? Well, I got some. Do you have any groceries in your cabinet? And you said, well, I have some. And they said, well, then you can't get food stamps. And you said, but I don't have enough food to feed my family. Yeah, but you got some food, so we're not going to give you. You have a half a jar of peanut butter, so we're not going to give you food stamps to buy a whole jar of peanut butter. That's exactly what's going on with all of this stuff with seniors. I don't care what anybody says. People can call me a fearmonger, but if you read the stuff, I tend to believe what I read, and when it comes to government regulations. The regulation, the law, the regulation is the regulation. So all of this is to have a benefit. Who can live anymore? How many people can actually, if they had a mortgage or had to pay $1,200 a month rent, how many people could actually live on a husband's Social Security and his wife's Social Security and have a good life? Not very many. Not anymore. So Medi-Cal rules are changing and veterans rules are changing. So here's this wonderful benefit that helps pay for an aging veterans population to receive care at home or care in assisted living. Not a nursing home, but that's a really big deal. We don't want people to go to nursing homes. We want them to stay at home or the softest level of care, which is assisted living. But we have new regulations that they've been through the comment period. They were supposed to be implemented last November, but we had not the year before November, but we had an election. They were supposed to be happening everybody thinks they're going to happen this spring. All the blogs I read, all of the websites I go to, expect this to happen this spring. Here's some of the proposed regulations. I'm looking, if you go to the VA website, okay, and you can go to proposed rulemaking, and you can read proposed rule A073. You can go to the government, you can go there. I'm telling you, you can go there. You can go to regulations.gov, and you can look up proposed rule, VA rule A073. And here's the proposed rule. Actually, the rule is already out. It's already been through the comment period. It just hasn't been officially promulgated. So I want to read you some of this. This is directly from the government website. I'm not making this up. Okay? Summary of major provisions. Proposed Section 3.274 would establish a clear net worth limit. VA does not currently have a bona fide net worth limit. So they're going to go from, if you're a vet and you meet the basic requirements, there is no net worth limit. They're going to tie it to the Medicaid net worth limit, which at the time of the writing of this was $119,220. I'm not making it up. I'm reading it from the website. This is a summary of the proposed rulemaking. This amount is currently 119, which would be indexed for inflation. There isn't any. By adjusting at the same time and the same percentage as cost of living increases provided by Social Security. And we all know that's really in effect going down. The amount of a claimant's net worth would be determined, listen to this, by adding the claimant's annual income to his or her assets. So if you have $50,000 in income and $70,000 in cash or in an IRA, you don't qualify because they're going to count income as an asset. I'm not making this up. I'm reading it to you. VA would calculate the amount of a claimant's net worth when it receives an original or new pension claim, a request to establish a new dependent, or so every time, never mind. But that I don't want to get into the weeds too much. I'm reading. Proposed rule 3.275 would describe how VA calculates assets. It would provide that the VA would not consider a claimant's primary residence. Isn't that nice? Including a residential lot area not to exceed 2 acres. So if you have a house on 5 acres, they're going to count it as an asset. If you have a house on less than 2 acres, they won't count it. I'm not making it up. I'm reading it to you. I'm not making this up. Never mind. Proposed rule, remember, these rules have already been passed. 3.278 would define and clarify what the VA considers to be a deductible medical expense. The medical expense amendments will help to ensure that those who process VA needs-based claims process them fairly and consistently, and only needy claimants receive... Now we get to the point where the government's going to determine what needy means. What does it mean? They're going to change the activities of daily living. They're going to redefine. Currently, those are well-defined. Well, I've talked about it on this show many times. The VA is going to determine listen to this. I'm reading from the regulations. It would provide definitions for several terms, including activities of daily living and instrumental activities of daily living, and provide that custodial care means regular assistance with 2 or more activities of ADLs or assistance because a person with a mental disorder is unsafe if left alone due to the mental disorder. So right now, if you have dementia, that's considered an ADL. Here, they're going to redefine it as basically only if you can't be left alone, whatever that means. It would provide that generally payments to facilities such as independent living facilities are not medical expenses, nor are payments for assistance with instrumental activities of daily living such as dementia. However, there would be exceptions for disabled individuals who require health care services or custodial care. You'd have to be classified as disabled. The proposed rule would place a limit on the hourly payment rate that VA may deduct in health care. So, in other words, in California, where it costs $25 $30 an hour for a caregiver might be different than Iowa, where it's $15. So the VA is going to determine how much of the cost of care they're going to allow. By the way, that number hasn't been posted yet. They're going to make that one up as they go along. I'm not making this up, folks. This is all coming. I can't even begin to, I'm every time I read this, I get upset. The GAO has also identified 200 organizations that market services, primarily financial planning services, to assist veterans and survivors with transferring assets in order to reduce net worth and qualify for pensions. What a horrible thing. Remember, the VA said that they only want needy people to get this benefit to which veterans are currently. Now, if they're taking this away, what are they doing to vets? There's a word, but I can't use it on the air. You figure it out in your head. They're going to define what needy is, and they're going to say that it's horrible. There are people out there, there are organizations out there that are, there's 200 of them in the entire United States. There's 200 people who are trying to help vets get a benefit to which they are currently entitled that the VA and the government want to take away from vets and the surviving spouse of vets because they don't like paying out benefits. They only want it to go to needy vets, whatever that means. Does that mean homeless? So is this a benefit that's only going to go to homeless vets? So you have to be homeless? Needy isn't defined, folks. Currently, a pension claimant may lawfully it's not against the law. It says it's lawful. I'm reading from the regs. Currently, a pension claimant may lawfully transfer. I can't even stand it. May lawfully transfer significant assets before applying for pension. Current lawful law provides that a pension claimant's gift of property to a relative residing in the same household is not recognized. So if he gives it to his wife, it doesn't count as a transfer. Under the new regulations, it's going to count as a transfer. I wish I was making this up, but I'm clearly not making it up. I'm reading to you from the rules. I don't know what to say. Never mind. Sections, let's see, I'm looking for the other one. Current tool define net worth and corpus of describe the assets available to a claimant or beneficiary that could bar pension. We propose to use the term net worth because it is more commonly understood term. In whatever net worth means, they haven't defined it. And we propose to revise this section 3.274 to establish new policies pertaining to pension and net worth. As we explained above, blah, 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 that, anyhow. Unlike the regulatory framework governing other federal needs-based programs such as Social Security, they're going to go to the SSI rules and the Medi-Cal rules, which say you can only have $2,000 if you're single. Currently, if you're single and you apply for these same VA benefits, there is no asset limit. It's going to go to $2,000. And remember I said earlier that they're going to redefine income as assets. So if you have income of $2,000 a month and no assets, you would not, I'm sorry, $2,100 a month, and you had no assets, you would not qualify for aid in attendance under the new rules. I'm not making this stuff up. Proposed 3.274A would establish a clear net worth limit for pension entitlement. Establishing a clear net worth would promote uniformity and consistency in pension entitlement determinations consistent with the purpose of the pension program, which is what? To make sure only needy vets get it. Not middle class vets, not the guys that went out and busted their you-know-whats and risked their life. Only the needy ones. whatever that means. Additionally, under a clear bright line limit, it would no longer be necessary for claim adjudicators to complete lengthy subjective net worth determination. Because right now there is no net worth limitation. They make it up as they go along. Each adjudicator, the guy with the file, is free to make up whatever number he thinks is best. The net worth limit for pension entitlement that we propose to use is the standard maximum community spouse resource allowance, CSRA, prescribed by Congress for Medicaid. They're going to start using the Medicaid Medi-Cal rules for VA. I wish I was making this up. I'm not making this up. And I'm just reading the summary under proposed rulemaking from the regulations.gov website. You can go to regulations.gov and you can look up the proposed rule A073, proposed rule net worth, asset transfers, and income exclusions for need-based benefits. I'm not making it up. This stuff is coming and it's ugly. And it's going after the very people we should not be going after, which are veterans. And now we're going to only give it to needy vets. I don't know. So if you were a vet and you have a house on less than 2 acres, remember, if your house is on more than 2 acres, you can't get the benefit no matter what. You have to be needy. I don't know what needy means. I don't know what that term... How many of you know what needy means? Please define needy for me in non-emotional terms. You know, he's a needy individual in financial terms. I don't know what to tell you. And then they go into a bunch of stuff from the MetLife Mature Market Institute, which closed down 3 years ago. Doesn't even exist anymore. It's from a 2010 survey. They're using the MetLife Mature Market Institute's 2010 survey. The MetLife Mature Market Institute doesn't exist anymore, folks. And yet they've based on that, all of that, on a study done in 2010. And if you think that I'm making this stuff up, go look at the website, the VA. Go look at regulations.gov. No, I'm not making it up. I said it early on. If you're a senior, the government is coming after you. They're coming after Social Security. They're coming after Medicare. It costs more and more and more. They're coming after Medi-Cal. They're coming after VA benefits. And the reason why is seniors have the money. Seniors have the real estate. Seniors have the IRAs, the 401ks. Seniors have income. Seniors have assets. Last time I heard, people over 65 have over $20 trillion in real estate equity. If you're a government looking for money, where's the first place you look? People with money. It's not rich people. It's not billionaires. You know, they have a finite amount of money. Seniors have a huge amount of money. And if you're looking for places to cut corners, and if you're looking for places to make people suffer, and say you have a benefit because it looks good if you're an elected official. We got a benefit to take care of seniors. Of course, nobody can qualify. Yeah, we got a veterans benefit. Oh, nobody can qualify for it, but we have one. We're going to take care of our vets. It's up to you. 800-999-8007. You can get to my workshop on the 20th. It'll be on, you have to be, I'm asking that only vets or surviving spouse of vets come because I expect it to be full. We're going to be talking about other stuff, but we're going to be focusing on veterans benefits. It's free. You have to have a ticket to get in. There will be no walk-ins allowed. There won't be any. You have to have a ticket. It's already half full. And I have a big ad running this week. So I expect it to fill up. 800-999-8007, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up online. Even if you're not a vet and you're a senior, if you haven't figured it out already, when it comes to long-term care, remember, the VA benefit we're talking about is a long-term care benefit, aid and attendance. Medi-Cal is long-term care. IHSS, in-home support services, is long-term care. SSI is for disabled people. Social Security is for older people who are frail. This is all about long-term care costs in an aging population. Call me, set an appointment. If you can't get to the workshop, then get in to see me and make sure that you don't become just another victim. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. My appointments are free. The workshop is free, but you have to have a ticket to get in. Or just come in and see me. My consultations are free, and we'll sit down together and we'll figure out how you can maximize what you have, how you can protect a lifetime's worth of work, and how you can access the benefits that you're entitled to and are available to you if you need long-term care. 800-999-8007. I thank you so much for joining me. I hope it's helpful. If you do sign up for the workshop, please only do it if you're serious. If you call me for an appointment, please only do it if you're serious. Because together we can make a difference, but only if we work together. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. I look forward to seeing you all here again next week. Same time, same place, or at the workshop on the 20th, or an appointment in my office. We'll see you then. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.